Alice Hill provides meals for Beaver Creek Hunting Lodge throughout the winter, which means she needs to be a four-season gardener. She meets this demand, serving freshly harvested greens and root crops during the winter, by utilizing a special structure called a hoop house. During our walkabout, she gave me the lowdown on how she modified it to succeed in the wild and windy weather of northwest Kansas.
This is what I call a topless hoop house, and as far as I know, and I do lots of research, there's not another one exactly like it anywhere. We were given the framework a couple of years ago, and it was two older hoop houses that had been destroyed, and then, anyway, we put it together into one. And the concept behind it is, in Kansas, even in March, it can get very, very hot, and if you have it completely enclosed, that heat is trapped. So the side walls protect the early crops from wind. It creates a little microenvironment, but the heat allows to escape.
That's because the ceiling of it looks like it's mesh.
It is a heavy-grade bird netting, and it is actually a double layer because I found that hail will come through a single layer, but it won't go through a second layer.
Huh. Okay.
It worked extremely well for the early cool season crops. I planted on February 7th, I planted cabbage and broccoli in there. That's early for Kansas. Mm-hmm. And these were already pre-starts. I also tried an idea that was somewhat successful of using potting soil bags to help hold down the weed barrier around the edge. And I bought the cheapest potting soil bags I could find.
What we're looking at here, the potting soil is still in the bags. It's opened up on the top to let moisture in, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But it's the bags are holding down a black barrier.
Weed barrier. And I direct planted into those bags. Along here it was summer squash. And they did really, really well. They exceeded my expectations.
Can you reuse those this year, this coming season?
I believe we could just add some amendments, some compost to it. I think
that's
it could
a great idea. I think I might just
and until
take
the,
that
until
idea.
The plastic deteriorates completely. Once the plastic goes, then I will just put that potting soil into the bed.
As our tour continues, Alice introduces me to another greenhouse-type structure I'd heard about, but never seen up close.
Okay, and what we're coming into now is the high tunnel, right?
Yes, they call it a seasonal high tunnel, and it was part of the USDA's Natural Resources and Conservation effort through their EQIP program. So you get all those acronyms down. And this is the first one in Rawlins County. Nobody had ever applied for the program before. It is a 30 by 72 feet long, 30 wide, 72 feet long. So that's, you know, roughly 2,100 square feet. Out of this, I have been able to harvest green beans. There's 99 different peppers in there, not varieties, but I think there's about 15 varieties. Cantaloupe, okra, tomatoes, carrots, and we can walk in there and take a look.
Okay. Now, tell our listeners, what is the difference between this and a regular greenhouse?
Okay, this is a non-heated. It is essentially a season extender. So during the middle of winter, when it's, you know, bitterly cold and we have low sun involvement, I can drop the sides down and button it up, and using floating row cover, winter over things like spinach and carrots and kohlrabi and broccoli and cabbages. But you wouldn't be able to grow a tomato in here in the middle of winter.
Right.
However, you can start your tomatoes much, much earlier in here because as the temperatures are in that fluctuating spring, you can roll down the sides, close it up, hold the heat, or roll them up as things warm up.
Does the sides roll as one piece?
Yes.
How many people does it take to roll them?
Well, I use an electric drill, and you just hook an electric drill on there, and
it just goes
right up.
Wow.
And then when it drops down, it's nice and secured. It won't flop in the wind.
And the plastic doesn't blow off or rip or tear? Or
It has a life expectancy of, 4 years, 5 years of its, but they say it will last longer. If we were to have a horrid microburst tornado, it would probably destroy the building, but it can destroy a brick building too. These are designed, and K-State did a lot of research and found out what didn't work and what needed to be done to structurally make it sound, and though this is the culmination of that. We've had some pretty big storms this year, and it didn't move.
For a closer look at the High Tunnel and Hoop House, go to our website at hppr.org. Next week, we'll conclude our trip to Full Circle Aquaponics by visiting Moore with Alice Hill and meeting some of the animal residents.